Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. This is the Mind Changers Podcast. I am your old pal, Rob, and today, aside from it being a good day to have a good day, and I hope you are having a good day, I wanted to get into a little bit more serious content, a little bit more direct stuff that it's applicable to not only your life, but your personal life, but your work life and everything else. Especially if you happen to be somebody that is a leader in your position or would like to be. And I did something previously about this, and I believe this is more of a process portion, more processy kind of way of taking it on, and it deals directly with continuous improvement and becoming, creating a culture of continuous improvement in your life to a certain degree and in your work. You know, today, business and life moves kind of quick, you know, and landscapes change frequently. So you and your organization have to embrace a culture of continuous improvement in order to stay competitive and keep that drive and keep that drive sustainable and then drive growth to a certain degree. It doesn't have to be, you know, on fire kind of growth, but a little bit is good, right? So to cultivate a culture like that, it's necessary. In fact, it's crucial, I think, to assess various parts of the organization or your thought about it, your mindset toward it, and then implement strategies that foster, a mindset of continuous learning and adaptation and innovation. I mean, realistically, you need to do that stuff. It's you should be doing that in your life too. And we're going to explore some of these kinds of questions, as we go through today's discussion. And I think the very first one that will be effective is what businesses call documentation, but what you call journaling, right? So if you have a process that you go through every day, if you have a thing that you need to do, is there documentation about it? Have you written it down to fully analyze it? In order to establish a culture of continuous improvement, you and your organization have to ensure that everything that you do every day is documented. So that, and you don't have to continually document things all the time, but you have to figure out, you know, for in your personal life, hey, you know, this is how to, you know, this is how we fix a broken sink, and this is how, this is the color of the paint in the front room, and this is the, all that kind of stuff. So all those processes are documented, and this is who did this particular work, all that kind of stuff. It's true for everything, and it gets to be a challenge. But if you establish a culture of continuous improvement in your life, in your organization, then once you start to do that and all the critical processes end up thoroughly documented, that serves as a baseline of understanding, right? So for how your work is currently being done, if it's your job, or it provides you a reference point for identifying areas of potential improvement, right? So, I mean, if you're, if your doctor's not helping you get the results you need because they aren't taking a good aggressive approach, or they're taking too aggressive an approach, that you can look at that, right? It's the same thing with anything in your business. And so, with that in mind, if you're going to keep process documents either at your job or about your life or in any sense, are they updated? Because if they're not, then you're going to try to apply lessons to outdated stuff or try to do things differently that haven't necessarily been fully vetted yet. So outdated information, you can create confusion and errors. You can create inefficiencies that you're trying to solve. I mean, to regularly review and update processes and documents enables folks to work with the latest information, and that culture of transparency and accuracy and accountability and adaptability sort of build from that. The next thing is, can you Can you always put your hands on the documents? That's important. I mean, anybody with a need to know, right, would want to be able to grab that stuff. So that's going to be important. Can you improve on those documents? Can you look at something and say, like, well, you know, what we could do is we could make a video or a walkthrough about this. And, you know, maybe we could fix this problem or create these images and put these images or you know, have a podcast about this particular thing or one thing or another. Because really, you know, not everything that's documented has to be just words on a page. Maybe, you know, maybe you can show things differently. Maybe you can do things just a little bit differently and process, you know, of how you explain the process of the stuff that happens in your life. It might be easier that way, right? So could you enhance those things? Now, this is more work-based of an idea, but every time you bring somebody on in a particular role, do you have a training plan for that role? From floor sweeper to front office to you know, and from, you know, from car valet to CEO, do you have a plan to train the people as they show up? To build and nurture a culture of continuous improvement, organizations especially need to establish strong training plans for their new hires and the onboarding. By providing that structural onboarding process tailored to each role, employees can quickly acquire the necessary skills and knowledge, skills and ability, KSAs, you know, to ensure an easy and smooth transition into their respective positions, you know. And this isn't necessarily as personally applicable, but it's still true. The next one is there a process in place to promote and facilitate cross-functional collaboration? Now, cross-functional collaboration is just word, business school doublespeak bullshit, but can you do 2, 3, 4 things at once in your day-to-day existence? Can you, you know, that's going to be a good thing. That's going to be positive to have this, the ability to do that, as long as you're not overworking your personnel or overworking yourself, frankly, to make that a reality. Cross-functional collaboration is a catalyst for innovation and improvement, but it can also be a burden, so you have to be careful about that. Establishing processes and platforms that encourage folks from different departments in your work to collaborate fosters a culture of collective problem solving, and it can lead to more comprehensive and impactful improvements across the organization. So the more people you're working with, the more answers you get from them, the better you can put those things together, right? And put them out. The question that goes up quite a bit and rarely gets answered properly, in my opinion, is each workspace adequately arranged and equipped for the work that happens there? Probably 90 times out of 100, no. So this is where you can rely on yourself to tell yourself the truth, or your personnel to tell you the truth. And work on that, fix that, create an environment that supports efficiency and productivity, because that's essential for continuous improvement. Evaluating workplaces to make sure that they're arranged properly and equipped, and give the ability of your personnel to focus on their tasks without unnecessary disruptions, right? So do employees have an easy way to report opportunities for improvement, right? So can somebody say, and I did a bad transition there, but did somebody say, hey, listen, I noticed we keep getting flat tires out in the yard because we keep parking over where the, you know, XYZ thing happens and we get metal in the tires. You know, that's a thing, you know. And does someone have an easy way to report that, or does it have to go up, you know, the up 6 different chains of command, right? So provide channels and the ability for your people to report potential improvement opportunities simply and easily, and reward them for doing it, because doing so encourages folks to voice their ideas and concerns, and empowering them to contribute to the organization's continuous improvement efforts is a huge bonus there. As far as personnel being trained on rapid continuous improvement, have they been introduced to Kaizen? Now, we can go into what Kaizen is, but essentially it is the basis for all continuous improvement, right? So educating employees and educating yourself on the principles of rapid continuous improvement and introducing them to methodologies such as Kaizen instills, it creates a mindset of continuous learning and improvement. Training programs ought to equip employees with the tools and the techniques that are required to identify and address inefficiencies proactively. And sometimes that just means stop the line. We have to fix this particular problem, right? But it's as long as you can clearly understand it. And is there the final piece of this one is there a system in place for improvement activities? It's called a catchball system, and essentially that's where ideas are exchanged and refined through collaborative dialogue. And essentially, who has the ball is the person who speaks, or who has the stick has the person who sticks, right, or who speaks. So that's essential, I think, for improving for effective improvement activities. So if you establish a structured process for sharing and refining improvement ideas, that diverse perspectives are considered. Now, we'll get into how that works, but to promote innovation and foster a culture of continuous improvement is the thing that you want. That's absolutely the thing that you want. Now, that's the first 10. We'll pick up the next 10 later on. But I want to dig into one particular thing. When we talk about diversity and diversity of thought, I think we have to be careful, because I don't think that our strength is our diversity, but rather I think our diversity, our resilience is our superpower, is our is our white whale, so to speak. The resilience of all of that process is to say, we have a culture of continuous improvement that we're building, and when we do it, we're able to create that structured process for refining and sharing improvement ideas. And when I say diversity, I just mean our resilience in the face of negative diversity, the things of negative diverse ideas. So somebody has a bad idea, and he or she is not well liked, and we have to still be able to be tolerant of those folks while we're on the lookout for things that can go sideways. So that is the first group of points, of high points that we will be discussing. This is just a part one of creating a culture of continuous improvement. And so this is the first 10. We've got about 20 more to go. So thank you very much for your time and your attention. We will get into that as we go on this week. So I appreciate you very much. Go out there and be excellent to one another. Take care. Bye-bye.